come the hops, the mighty Black Hops. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Black Hops. You're flying high.
It's very exciting stuff, Anna.
Yes, it is. It's going to involve us on Friday. We're going to be out there.
That's right. The show is going to the big Blackhawks convention.
Oh, so fun.
At the Hilton Towers Inn, Towers Inn,
mm-hmm.
On Michigan Avenue. Yeah, so to me, it's a Conrad Hilton. I'm a traditionalist. I refuse. And one of our newest Blackhawks is also one of our legendary Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm. Former.
Mm-hmm. Very legendary Blackhawks. And Stanley Cup winner, I might add, with mm-hmm. the Chicago Blackhawks. Brian Campbell is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us. And welcome back.
Welcome back to Chicago.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's good to be back. I call this my home in the summertime. So it's kind of nice that I don't have to pick up and move come September.
So even though you moved to Florida, I mean, you were playing in Florida, you still stayed here in the off season. Is that
My wife's from the area, so we make this our home now.
That's awesome.
That is awesome because
it's great all around.
And let's face it, who wants to be in Miami during the summer? I mean, it's like, you know, it's hot,
no
it's
one
humid.
Likes that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's summer. It's okay. It's all right.
You went to Miami in the summer, didn't you?
I have.
Uh-huh.
I didn't love it.
I thought you did.
I didn't. Fine.
Someone forced you on the plane.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was actually true. All right. So that's not why you called, Brian.
No.
All right. So now, as you're heading back into this part of your career, and let's just hope that you stay here for a long time and you mm-hmm. go into the Hockey Hall of Fame as a Chicago Blackhawk.
That'd be great.
What are you looking forward to most with this team on the ice this year?
I think it's a hungry team. You know, I think obviously last year with, you know, losing out, they lost out in the first round. You know, just talking to some of the guys, I think, you know, everybody's working hard in the summer, getting prepared and getting ready and being hungry to go back and give it a good run at the Stanley Cup. So, you know, that's where you want the guys to be. And I think, you know, that's the expectations with our team every year here in Chicago. So that's what I'm looking forward to most.
Hey, Brian, when the season comes around, and I don't even know if you guys have talked about this yet or there's plans, but where do you see yourself fitting in on the defensive pairings? How excited are you back to get to skate with guys like with Keith and Hjalmarsson and Seabrook?
Oh, they're good. They're good people, first off. So that's, you know, that's the fun part about being in the locker room with those guys. You know, I don't know where I'm going to be. You know, that's up to how I play and all that. But you know, I know what I expect out of myself and where I hopefully see it myself playing. But obviously, I got to earn that. So, you know, I'd like to be obviously in the top four and play. I played a lot with Hjalmarsson when I was here before, but whoever they pair me up with, that's, you know, up to the coaching staff, and I just got to do my work and everything will fall into place. But, you know, I think the best thing is there's opportunity, and I think that's what they expect out of me as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a – Coach Q, and I find this most fascinating, he shakes up the lines. I mean, he doesn't, like, you know, come up with a line in September, and that's mm-hmm. what you're playing in, you know, in February, March, April, and May in, right? I mean, it's just he moves a lot of things around. So
the line king, they call him.
Yes, right? Exactly. So that's pretty cool.
I believe
cool.
Steve Cochran gave him that name.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing to be in. And he finds a way. And so let's talk a little bit about that. As you've moved around the league a little bit here, Q is really a pretty special sort, isn't he?
Well, he's special in the way where he keeps it simple. He doesn't overcomplicate things for guys. Yeah, he moves lines around a little bit, but at least, you know, when he's got tricks in his sleeves, or he can always go back to a few things, that makes, you know, things a lot better. You know, if he separates Cam Graves a lot, but then all of a sudden he plays that card where he puts them together and you have your options, because, you know, throughout the whole season, you know, if you keep it with the same line, they're going to have ups and downs and not be clicking at those times. And sometimes you got to keep them on their toes a little bit. So I personally I'm sure forwards and don't like it as much, but sometimes it's good for the guys, even though they don't, a lot of guys don't want to move around as much. But, you know, I think that's the best thing with Q. You know, you don't get tired of him. You know, as some coaches, they're around for a few years and you're ready for them to leave. Where Q, it's kind of, you know, he's an honest guy and he expects out of you, and therefore, you know, it's a fine line, and you go, you know, on the right side of that line, and everything will be fine.
Would you like to name some of those guys? Would you like to name some coaches?
Oh, I'd love to, wouldn't I?
Sure, that'd be a good idea.
Hey, Brian, what is it about the Blackhawks organization, other than Q, but just the culture, maybe something us in the media don't see or the fans don't see, where players continue to seem all around the league, they want to come here to Chicago and play?
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, you know you're going to get treated really, really well. It's first class. You know, all the way around from, you know, the travel, the hotels, you know, obviously the fans treat you first class. It's just, you know, that's where you want to play. It's top three, maybe it's top one in the league where you want to be at. You know, they develop a winning culture. Guys want to go play where they can win. So, you know, coming to the rink, a lot of things are taken care of. And yes, you are spoiled a little bit, but, you know, it's nice to get pampered like that. And at the end of the day, you know that the organization is going to do whatever it possibly takes to make you feel 100% healthy, 100% happy, and to get the best out of your performance.
And Brian, how excited are you not have to defend against Patrick Kane this season, and you can actually play with him, because he put together one of the best seasons we've seen in a while from a Blackhawk, and obviously he took home some awards at the end of the year. What makes him so tough, and how excited are you to get back to playing with him and stop defending him?
Yeah, you know, I think Kaner is just, you know, he's so elusive and hard to read and out on the ice. You know, he can be so different in a lot of areas and beat you in many different ways. He makes everybody on the ice around him better. You know, Panarin's an unbelievable talent, unbelievable player, but, you know, Kaner, you know, kind of makes that line go and keeps them going. So, you know, it's nice to be able to play at the MVP, whether you're on his line or a defenseman when you can join the rush, and hopefully he can find you, hit you late, and hopefully you finish those chances, because if you're not going to finish those chances, he may not want to pass it to you anymore.
So, Brian, I'm an increasingly man now. Every day I wake up and I kind of crawl out of bed sideways, and I've got that point. I've gotten to that point in my life. You're 37 years old. You in your last five seasons in Florida, you led the team in ice time. You're one of the biggest ice time guys in the NHL. What are you doing right, and what am I doing wrong?
Well, I think you got to do something. You know, for me, I like to do something every day, if not 6 days a week. So, you know, this morning we were up at I was up at 5:30 for our workout to get prepared and everything. So. I enjoy working. I enjoy working out and getting prepared and having my body, you know, ready to go for the season. I think it's a lot of hard work, but, you know, it's just, it's compete and it's will. And that's what I want to do every day. And I feel like I can keep up and produce and do what I have done at the same level I've done it my whole career. So, that definitely doesn't worry me going into this season coming up.
So working out is your answer to that question. So that's what you're
doing
right that I'm doing wrong. I've now figured it out.
Maybe
right.
Some muscle milk.
Yeah.
Some muscle milk. Do you do the muscle milk, Brian? Is that something?
Golfing is not working out.
Now, wait a second. Now, just wait a second.
That's not exercise?
Right. I mean, I have to walk from the cart to the ball back to the cart.
What do you think, Brian? Is that exercise in your book?
The problem is you mix it. You stop at that halfway hut too long, and then you get into trouble too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I suppose that's the case. All right. Well, then I'm glad that we had this little conversation. That worked out well. All right. Are you going to be at the convention this weekend, or are you?
I will be there.
I will be there.
I can't wait. So I'm excited to get there.
Oh man, I got to tell you, Brian, people are going to be insane when they announce you at this thing, because you're a fan favorite. You've been one of, you know, for people who have been longtime Blackhawks fans, it's one thing, but for people who came into being Blackhawks fans in the late 2000s into the 2010 season and then beyond, I mean, you know, you're one of those that one of those people that people go, oh, I remember him when I was a kid, you know, and so it's really it's just going to be a lot of fun to be back with this team. And, you know, you never know. I think you're right. There is a lot of angst about going out in the first round. They didn't expect it. They had such an amazing, in parts, amazing season last season. And then, and of course, you know, Patrick Kane had, an all-world season. And what do you do? You know, how do they just go out so quickly? So it's a lot of pressure.
Well, there's a lot of good teams in this league, but you know, it's tough every night. But for me, you know, I think I talked to Johnny Taves, and you know, as they say, you get by the first round, and then hopefully you can keep going and flying from there. So, you know, yes, the Blackhawks are a great team, but there's a lot of good teams out there, so it's never easy to get by everybody.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Don't bring me down.
I'm excited, and I want to get past them all. So.
I bet.
I know. It's going to be, and I can't wait for the season to start. It's awesome.
So.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Welcome
back.
You guys having me on.
All right, there he goes. Soupy Campbell right there, as he's known.
It's good to have him back.
It is fun.
He's saying he came back at a discount, too, just because of his emotional connection to the city and his wife's from here. And
wasn't going
to
bring
the
numbers up with him on the air, but it was about more than half of what the Florida had offered him, reportedly.
Wow, that says something.
They brought on about a $2 million deal. He was reportedly offered about a $5 million contract. That sort of pay cut, and again, that's why I wanted to ask him about the Blackhawks organization. Players want to come here, obviously, because they're always contending for a Stanley Cup, but it is the culture that really is.
Right. And the Panthers don't have that culture
going
right now. And he alluded to something really important, that they have to, like, drive them, like, they have to drive the Zamboni in between.
Right. In between Everybody's got to chip in wherever you can. Yeah. You know, if you're riding the bench, maybe go serve some hot dogs in the stands.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a different kind of culture, I think, in that organization. And they're trying to get it. You know, they've spent some money there.
Yeah.
That stadium is very nice in Fort Lauderdale. But they're just not.
It's not the Blackhawks.
It's not the Blackhawks.
It really
isn't. And
it's
the ice starts to melt, you know, every night when they open the doors, literally. And they have, they got some, you know, it is what it is.
It's just first class everything with the Blackhawks. I mean, we know obviously working closely with them here and carrying the games and everything, but they really are.
But it says something. Your question was a great one because it shows how badly players want to play here. Even at half the money they're being offered, it's huge.
Yeah. So we don't know that to be true.
Right. That's reportedly. That's what was out there. Yeah. Either way, it was pretty much well-known. He took a major pay cut, whatever it may have been.
But it's interesting. He's 37 years old.
And you mentioned his ice time. He hasn't slowed down a bit.
No. He's got the highest ice time, which tells you another thing about that organization. He had no other defensemen, right?
Right.
So it was like, could you get back out there and just stay out there? I know it's like 60 minutes.
Please help us, Brian. We need you out there on the ice. So now that he's paired with, now they have a legitimate top four defenseman. I mean, he solidifies this defense now. He'll probably skate with Keith, is what we've sort of been hearing. Seabrook and Jalmerson and Keith and Campbell. It's a quality top four defenseman right there for the Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then they got those kids. They got the new kids who are coming in as well. Svedberg, right?
Right.
And
Kempney.
This guy from the KHL.
Right. He'll be able to contend for a spot. And obviously we saw last year the Hawks are doing a pretty decent job at finding young talent, Artemi Panarin for one. 30 goals as a rookie.
With Stan We Can. Stan you we just can. Remember that. That's going to take off at some point. I don't know when.
We'll get those T-shirts ready.
Yeah. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And who knows where the whole thing plays out completely, but it's going to be something. Gustafson.
Gustafson.
That's right. I was thinking about. Yeah. So there's good.
And it's midsummer, and the Blackhawks convention is getting the town riled up.
Isn't that great?
It's crazy where this team
means,
is right now.